This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special winner in the Women in Cyber, Aparna Achanta. She's an award-winning principal security lead at IBM Federal Consulting. Aparna, welcome to the hot seat.
Thank you so much, Gary.
So you've spent years in this space. You started out as a software developer. You're working for IBM Federal. You're consulting at the Department of Transportation. And then something happened that hooked you on cybersecurity, and you've done it for the FDA and the VA. Can you tell us a little bit about your kind of story and transition from software to cyber?
So I actually started working at the Department of Transport about 11 years ago. I started off as a software engineer. All of my career is mostly working on SaaS applications. And I've realized that one third of all SaaS applications have critical vulnerabilities. So that's when it really piqued my interest. And I pivoted my career into cybersecurity. I've been in cybersecurity for over 3.5 years now. And I should say it's been a really fulfilling experience. I wake up every morning and I feel satisfied with what I do. And I think there are very few roles in this world where you're just happy to wake up and, just go to work.
That's wonderful. And I've noticed, over the years, Cybersecurity 101 has not been part of the computer science curriculum. So our coding, our developers really aren't trained on cybersecurity, are they?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think most curriculums, especially in computer science focused, they don't seem to dive deep into the concepts of cybersecurity. So I've seen many people, many women leaders, especially pivot from other roles into cybersecurity, and they have to sort of learn the basics. So I think we can do a better job in designing the curriculum and also prepare our youth and our workforce for the future emerging threats because of all the new technologies that we have.
Absolutely. So you've kind of parachuted in a few years ago into the VA and their digital transformation on behalf of IBM Federal Consulting.
Yes.
What did you find? Did you find a few apps that were vulnerable? Did you have to help them build apps? How many apps do they have and how secure are they? And to talk about kind of that digital transformation and bringing security into the mix.
Sure. So when I first started at the VA, we did not have a securing body or a governing body that sort of had an oversight in terms of security of all the SaaS apps that we manage. And just my center of excellence at the VA, we oversee over 40,000 applications. All of them are built on low code, no code, and our SaaS. We just had this huge technical debt where we were just building applications and security was not at the forefront. So my team at the VA, we really are a governing body, and we set up the security guardrails to make sure all our applications are following the VA policies, the CISA SCUBA standards, and the DoD's Zero Trust framework. And we sort of try to bake in all these security controls and the risk management frameworks in all the apps that we have.
So the big acronym for data protection would be, we need to protect the PHI?
PHI, yes, that is correct.
Which stands for?
Personal health information.
Okay, so PHI, and in the securing it, is it under the HIPAA compliance? And also, I think the VA supports credit cards. Do you have to help them with PCI compliance as well?
Yes, we do. We do, yeah. So we deal with PII data, which is And we also deal with PHI data, and we also deal with financial data, and we make sure we are really following, like the HIPAA compliance, and we also follow like the policy set by the FedRAMP framework in trying to secure all these different types of data elements.
And in your journey securing it, you've kind of enabled people to build apps that are very powerful, low code, no code. Can you give us an example
Yes.
of, is it a doctor, is it a nurse, is it a VA employee who has a bright idea that says we can speed things up if.
Yes, so my team at the VA, we actually enable thousands of citizen developers, and we are talking about folks like pharmacists, physicians, nurses. These people have no coding experience, no software development background, but they want to create an app to make their processes more streamlined. And a recent example is we work with a nurse, and she actually created like a supply chain app for her regional clinic, and she has no coding experience, and the app she developed was actually rolled out to the other VA regional clinics as well. And I think we have over 3,000 nurses using that, and whenever they are short of vaccinations, short of any medications, they actually put in a request in that app. And it's very fulfilling because all these people now have the tools, and they also have the security frameworks in place so that they can actually build apps as per their requirements.
That's phenomenal. And does this lead into the area of zero trust at all? And are you guys doing anything about zero trust at the VA?
Yes. So, based on the executive order that was passed by the White House about zero trust in 2022, VA has set up a board where, they are starting to create a plan, and my team actively works on reading so all the guidance that we get about zero trust, and I make sure I have implemented zero trust for all the apps at like all stages of the application development. That can be from doing secure architecture reviews, secure code reviews, selecting a vendor that already has the security requirements in their platform, and then do performing code scanning, vulnerability assessments, threat modeling, and really setting up a CI/CD pipeline that sort of like automates all the security best practices of. And then in addition to this, we also do logging and also like application monitoring. And I think the biggest one is we also train our users on, principles of like role-based access and principles of like least privilege. Because I think oftentimes what happens is the user training part, if it's missing, like no matter how much we implement security, right? Like they don't know why that it's being implemented. So I feel like it's key to know on their part as to why we are doing all these things.
You're kind of helping overlay security governance for people and process and really cool tools, including low code, no code, so you can
Yes.
enable, you're enabling the VA to the people to be more productive, to streamline processes, supply chain.
Absolutely.
This is amazing. In your journey as a award-winning woman in cyber, do you have any advice for the young women in cyber? Some of them are applying for our scholarships right now.
Yeah, I would say I think many people have this myth that cybersecurity is a pretty complex field. It's a pretty ha hard field. But I would say it's not. Just take the first step. And I would say to all the women out there, you already have all the skills that you will ever need. to have like a flourishing career in cybersecurity. You already have critical thinking, problem-solving skills. You are already very smart. So I think we need more women in cybersecurity. If you see a global average, we only have 22% women in cybersecurity. And really to build robust systems for like the evolving threats and evolving technologies, we need cyber teams, which consists of like a diverse teams with diverse backgrounds, because I believe that the more diverse the team is, we actually bring in new thoughts to the table, which really help in designing like a more secure strategy. So I would, encourage all women, even if you are in your like your early career or in your mid career, who are looking to like make a switch into cybersecurity, please do consider it. It is a very fulfilling field. It is in high demand, and with the increasing cyber threats that we read about like every single day, we really need more workforce. And the existing cybersecurity workforce, they continue to face like a lot of fatigue, right? They are continually burned out because we don't have like enough staff. So I would highly encourage all women. I think you really can make a difference, and all the qualities that you have already, they translate very well into the skill set which we need for cybersecurity.
Absolutely. That is great advice. And cybersecurity is a well-paying field. We've got 500,000 and growing job openings in cybersecurity in North America alone. And globally, there's incredible opportunities as well. I'm sure IBM is always hiring too.
Yes, absolutely. We are always hiring, and our cybersecurity suite of products is like ever increasing. So, and even the terms like the clients we have for cybersecurity have been increasing a lot, and our footprint is really growing. So if anybody is interested out there, please look up, like your careers at IBM Careers, and you can see just the sheer number of roles that we are hiring for.
That's wonderful. Aparna, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
I think I just want to share, like thank you for this opportunity. And I just want to, like continue to like enable more people out there. And I'm truly passionate about bringing more women into cybersecurity, because I am like an active mentor, and every day I speak to many women, and I feel very privileged to be in this situation where, like I'm having a chat with you. But there are so many women out there because of the situations they are in, like they don't have the same opportunities that I have. So I really want to use this platform and tell the women that you really can make a difference.
Absolutely. You heard it here first from Aparna Achanta, award-winning woman in cyber, principal security lead at IBM Federal Consulting. You can visit her online at ibm.com/industries/federal or on LinkedIn and LinkedIn with her if you're a young woman in cyber, and then take it to the next level.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert, and my good friend, Gary Milewski.